He got to deal with the overflow before he can get to me. And the overflow going to flow in the way. Listen, you anoint me with the fragrant of your Holy Spirit. That's the fragrant he smelled. And when he smelled the fragrant of the Holy Spirit, you know what he smelled? Trouble, y'all. Woo, trouble. I know what he did to me when he cast me out of heaven. I know what he did to me. He said, he got it on him. He got it in him. I can't deal with that. The fragrance of the Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So I'm just full in and overflowing out. I'm filled up and overflowing. And like I said earlier, he can't get to me. He got to first get to the overflow and get through it before he can get to me. Because he told us to drink till we want no more. Drink till it overflows. Huh? Till it overflows. So why would I fear the future? I'm going to ask you the question. Why would you fear the future? Why would you be afraid of what they're trying to make you think? I'm not afraid of nothing. Why would you be afraid when they said the economy crashed, everybody in the banks were closed down, and aren't you still here? Don't you still have your house? Don't you still have your vehicle? Don't you still have your life? And they were, and the way they were looking, that thing wasn't going to work out. Aren't you doing fine? You see why I don't fool with old lies? You can go through a crisis and never know it been one. Did y'all hear what I said? Because God don't create crisis and he don't operate in them. He keep you out of them and take you through them so you don't even feel the effect of them. That's the kind of God we serve. He's not a crisis creating God. He doesn't create crisis. He create opportunity. And blessing has been given. And give you faith to take advantage of those opportunities and blessing he have bestowed on you. That you walk through them and don't even feel the effect of it. If it suddenly cloud up, start raining real heavy, would you be bothered by getting wet in this building? God bigger than this building. More sure than a tin roof and a few metal beams. Huh? A few rocks on the wall with some paint on it, he's more sure than that. And the seat you're sitting in. So why would you fear the future? What you afraid of? You live life like the devil ain't said nothing. Because you've been delivered. Not going to be, you've been delivered and he will keep delivering you. He's not a halfway God, a sometime God, a hit and miss God. He's all the time. He's on all the time. He's working all the time. He's doing all the time. And there's not a time he's not doing. Hallelujah. Get on the page with him. Hook up with him and say, talk like he talks. Think like he thinks. Act like he acts. And say who you are. I am a child of God. And there's nothing that he won't do for me. Yes, hallelujah. 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 So why would you fear the future? For your goodness and love. For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. You know what I said when I read that? I was meditating. You know, you don't know what I said. I said, I'm going to slow down so they can catch up with me. They are pursuing me. So I'm not going to run so fast they won't catch up with me. Since they're pursuing, I want to get caught. I thought about the girl, you know, when she know that guy likes her and she playing hard to get. She keep running off, but she ain't going to get too fast because she wanted to catch her. Yes, she does. So I'm going to let goodness and mercy that's pursuing me catch me. Huh? Then afterward, what will happen afterward? Then afterward, when my life is through, I will return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. That means when I'm finished on this earth, oh, I've done everything, I'm going to leave here. I'll be in the presence of God forever. Never to depart. Hallelujah. You want some more? Psalm 112. Psalm 112. Amplified. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be in this is the man who fears, reverence, and worship the Lord, who delight greatly in his commandment. Are you delighting in what he has said to you? Are you frowning, drawing up, and won't take time to read and meditate and spend some time with him? What are you doing? Are you taking delight? Are you taking pleasure? Are you setting aside some time and taking delight to find out what he said to you? Because the man that takes time, he said, this man is blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envious. Because when you prosper, when you begin to get rich and prosper, people are envy you for it. And you know what I'm telling the truth. They'll talk, thank they so much. Thank they that you know I'm telling the truth. The Lord, listen, but listen to this. The Lord who delights greatly in my command. The Lord who delights great. The Lord, then, who delights greatly in his commandment. I'll get that right in a minute. Who delights greatly in his commandment. His spiritual offspring shall be mighty upon earth. And my children are going to be mighty. Because I delighted in the Lord. I took time for his commandment. To meditate on, to observe them, to do them, to walk in the light of them, not just live a life any kind of way. But I took time to find out what the Lord wanted to say, was saying, so I could do it. And because of that, my children are blessed, mighty upon the earth. They will leave their legacy, they will leave their imprint and impact on their generation. Huh? Are you here? That's by his spiritual offspring shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be what? Blessed. Prosperous. Prosperity and what? Welfare are in who house? In the house and his righteousness endures forever. Prosperity and welfare are in his house. And his righteousness endures for a little while. How long? Forever. Prosperity and welfare. That don't mean I'm on the welfare program. I got a good God who takes real good care of me. Hallelujah. Endures forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Light arise in darkness for the upright. Gracious, compassionate, and just, who are in right standing with God. It is well with the man who deal how? Generously and lend, who conducts his affair with justice. Who does what? conduct his affairs, not crooked,